listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. I asked Fancy Brian to find me a singing tune. Everybody sings along to this one, right?
You kind of have to. We've
got a fine attorney joining us next, Mel Barnes from Law Forward, right here in the great state of Wisconsin. They were the very first ones, at least here, to question these false Trump electors. You know, isn't that a crime? So we'll talk with Mel Barnes soon. But also trying to mount our own legal defense over here. Fancy Brian, myself, and our little buddy Dominic all entered into what was a locked building. And the occasion where Republicans were singing Christmas carols, you know, in the middle of a pandemic. And there wasn't even a official Wisconsin Christmas tree that year. This was the Christmas of 2020 after the election. But apparently it was completely okay to enter into the quote-unquote locked building as a false Trump elector. How did they enter the locked building?
Well, they had
somebody let them in.
Yeah, Senator Scott Fitzgerald, I think, let him in. By the way, he's objecting to his own election because he became a senator, or he became a congressman, U.S. rep, in that election.
He did. He left the Wisconsin State Senate, and the Wisconsin State Senate meets in the very building where Scott Fitzgerald got the room for the false electors, and it was the very same week that we took a devil tree up to the Capitol. And, you know, join the little Christmas caroling going on, our own little First Amendment exercise. And apparently, our legal defense is disparate treatment. You know, the Republicans weren't cited or arrested. But now we're going to somehow wrap it all in with the January 6th and the insurrection and the false electors. So, you know, I'm glad to do my part for freedom.
Who knew that just going in there and singing stupid songs to these idiots would get to a... Get to this point. I think it's great.
Well, the last time I needed Jeff Scott Olson's legal defense, I was a defendant for literally singing in the Wisconsin State Capitol. And I was vindicated at the district court level, not in Jim Troupas' courtroom, but a different district court here in Dane County. And then the Walker administration, the former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin, well, he appealed. I mean, I sang a protest song. And he arrested all the octogenarian grandmas that were singing in protest or had them arrested by the stormtroopers. And then I won on, you know, as a defendant in the courts. And the Dane County courts that thought these arrests were asinine adopted the ruling of my judge and dismissed like 300 plus cases. And it's like glorious victory over the man. And then the Walker administration appealed, you know, the crime of singing, my conduct, my criminal conduct. Was singing. In this case, it was a civil forfeiture, but upon my victorious appellate court victory, they did write it in the legal book, so I did set precedent. And then my little buddy Dominic sued in the federal courts and won a $75,000, although Jeff Scott Olson immediately got most of the legal fees, $75,000 settlement. Still waiting on the green M&Ms, though. He's still a little peeved. He's miffed. That was part of the legal settlement. Two jars, mason jars, green M&Ms, one peanut, one plain. Ask him. He's still steaming.
Well, you should get him. You won. You should get what you have. But this is a theme that they actually have.
This will be part of our next legal settlement because eventually you're going to have to dismiss our cases. The unjustifiable prosecution of the finest radio show host and producer, another guy that's joining us on Valentine's Day in the 5 o'clock hour, that means Dom. You know, you can't arrest us for doing the very same kind of stuff that false Trump electors did. And hell, you certainly shouldn't arrest a guy for singing unless it's Rudy. Which takes us to another interesting breaking news story of sorts. Rudy was unmasked. He was the masked singer. Apparently, he's going to be on this, about a month from now, an episode of The Masked Singer. And a couple of the judges, Ken Jeong,
who's in, you know him from the...
Hangover.
Hangover movies, and pretty much every movie ever since.
And the Blurred Lines guy.
And yeah, Robin Thicke. Pretty much everybody on that panel, Nicole Scherzinger, and as well as Jenny McCarthy, pretty much everybody on that panel besides Ken Jeong has had a scandal in their past. So for them to be like, oh no, Rudy, and two of them walked off. For them to go and walk off, you gotta, wow, Rudy. Because the other two...
Crossing some blurred lines, apparently.
Apparently, the other two grilled him on the election fraud. Nicole Scherzinger and Jenny McCarthy are not the two that I would expect to go after Rudy Giuliani, but apparently they asked him a couple questions.
It's funny. Chris Alissa sort of broke it down over at the CNN. Let me read just a little bit of that reporting. There was time in the not-so-distant past when Rudy Giuliani was seen as a future face of the Republican Party. Now he's a punchline. Giuliani's journey from America's mayor to the eye-rolling embarrassment hit another low this week when it was revealed that not only had he appeared on the latest season of the reality show, The Masked Singer, I hear Brian's a big fan, but that also when his identity was revealed, two of the show's hosts walked off in protest. CNN reported Robin Thicke and Ken Jeong walked off the stage following the revelation of Giuliani as a contestant on the popular Fox reality show in which contenders perform in full costume until they are eliminated. The episode expected to air next month. I love how they describe it, though. He gave a cameo. Isn't that ironic? Hasn't he been appearing on Cameo for some time? Giuliani's descent began slowly, and then all at once. It was tied directly to his association with Donald Trump, who he had known for decades as they orbited each other in New York City circles. Remember him doing the crossover dress and him and...
Yeah, yeah.
Trump had sort of that weird, sexy scene together they videotaped.
Okay.
And then there's the Borat movie where, you know, he was adjusting all the moving parts. Well, that wasn't a high point. And of course, the high point, other than the appearance on The Masked Singer... Well, it had to be the Four Seasons landscaping where he did the press conference with the hair dye dripping down his face.
This is brilliant.
I got to think the Masked Singer mask, I got to think it gets warm. I bet he had a little hair dye dripping last night. Come back, we'll blur some more lines. Attorney Mel Barnes, Law Forward, more Devil's Advocates.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.